reached a financial breakthrough. In this message, Pastor first explains the meaning of breakthrough is receiving a big revelation from God so we can go to a higher realm of success. He then goes on to share four spiritual revelations about prosperity, which will help us to break through in the area of finances.
Tonight I'm going to continue on the talk on finances. And if you're wanting to learn something, lift your hands and say, Holy Spirit, teach me. Amen. I want to title Keys to Financial Breakthrough. I might not be able to preach the entire word tonight because I have to travel immediately after the service. So I just preach for 20-30 minutes. I just want to pray for you. Amen. Hallelujah. Financial breakthrough. Open your mouth and say financial breakthrough. Breakthrough, that very word means, it's like an army going forward, breaking the enemy's defense. An army going forward and the enemy is putting up a resistance, putting up a defense, and you're breaking through it. One of the spiritual meanings of that word breakthrough is receiving a big revelation from God so you can go to a higher realm of success. Receiving a revelation from God so you can go to a higher realm of success. That's what that word breakthrough spiritually means. Receiving a big revelation from God. Say that with me. Receiving a big revelation from God so we can go to a higher realm of success. Amen. So there is a financial breakthrough anointing that God gives His children. Breakthrough in every area of our lives, but since we are specifying and studying only on finances, that's what we're going to focus on. Amen. You remember Jesus said to Peter in Matthew 16, He said, I will build my church and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Before He said that, He asked them, who do the people say that I am? Some say you are John the Baptist, some say you are Elijah, some say you are one of the prophets. Who do you say that I am? You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my heavenly Father. So I am giving you the keys. Are you with me? What are the keys? Luke chapter 11 verse 52. Luke chapter 11 verse 52. The Gospel of Luke chapter 11 verse 52. If somebody can read for me.
Woe unto you lawyers.
Yes.
For all of you have taken away the key of knowledge.
See, the key of knowledge. Woe to you lawyers, for you have taken away the key of knowledge. So the key is the key of revelation or knowledge that comes from God. So breakthrough is God actually giving you a revelation that God is interested in your finances, that He wants you to be successful, that He wants you to be blessed. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Philippians chapter 4 verse 19. Paul is writing to the church in Philippi and he's saying, we know the scripture, my God shall supply all your needs according to His, I can't hear you church, according to His riches in glory. Three things. God has enough riches in His pocket. God's pocket is huge. My God is supplying all your needs according to His riches in glory. God is a rich God. He's not getting rich by the offering that you give Him. Are you with me? He is willing to supply your need. And third one, He will supply according to His riches in glory. Not according to your need. Your need might be 100 rupees, but when He gives, He will give you 2,000 rupees. Because He gives you according to His riches in glory. There is a New York Times bestseller book called Rich Dad, Poor Dad, written by Robert Kiyosaki. Rich Dad, Poor Dad. It's basically a comparison between two dads. There was this author's dad was working in the educational department, but he was not financially very rich. But there was one of his friend's dad who was a school dropout, not educated, but financially very rich. Now, I'm not going to teach you about that book. You can read that later. But essentially what I'm trying to tell you is, you might have a natural dad. He might be a millionaire, but he's not as rich as a heavenly dad is. Are you with me? Your natural dad might have businesses, might have investment, might have buildings, might have cars, might have wealth. He might be pretty successful, but he is not as rich as my Abba Father in heaven, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Look at your neighbor and say, my dad is rich. My duty, is it a revelation? It's a very simple message. But do you really believe that your God is rich? That your Father is rich? Do you really believe? You have accepted Jesus into your life? You have become a child of God by faith in Christ Jesus? You have a Father in heaven? And do you trust? Do you believe the word of God which says that He is a rich Father? He's got estates. He's got mountains. He's got oceans, seas. He's got mines. He's got oil. He's got plantations. He's got livestock. The cattle on the thousand hill belongs to Him. He's got silver and gold. Your Father in heaven is a rich Father. Wow! Lift your hands and give Him a shout of praise tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. He's a rich Father. He's got galaxies. He's got stars. So what is important is for your financial breakthrough that you follow your heavenly Father and not your earthly father. Look at somebody and say, follow your heavenly Father and not your earthly father. Your earthly father might be stingy, but your heavenly Father is a generous Father. Hallelujah. Glory unto the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Gold mines, huh? Gold mines. Take it. Ha! Take it. Precious notes belong to your Father in heaven. If you realize that, rich father cannot have a poor son. But I've seen some sons of a rich father having poor lifestyles. And that is basically because of three reasons. One, because of ignorance. You don't know what your father has. He's never shared it with you. And you're ignorant. Two, you have a bad relationship with your father. Father and son are not in a good relationship. The simplest example in the scripture is Luke chapter 15. The prodigal son had a rich father. Three, mismanagement of wealth, where your father cannot trust you with wealth because you have mismanaged it. That you are not a good steward, or you are not being faithful to what the father has given you. Are you with me tonight? These are the three reasons why you can have a rich father and still be a poor child. Either your relationship with the father is not right or good, or you're ignorant, and that's why we are giving you the revelation from God's word. Or you just mismanaged, you are not a good steward. You've not been faithful with what the father has given you. Remember, the father gave 5 talents to somebody. He went and multiplied, brought another 5. Gave 2, brought another 2. Gave 1, that guy went and hid it. You should have put it in the bank. You have not managed what I've given you. And the Bible uses the word, very strong words, wicked servant. Just because hiding the 1 talent, you know. In other words, God expects you to increase what he's given you. Amen. Hallelujah. I want you to have this in your spirit, in your soul. If you understand nothing from tonight's message, I want you to grab this. I don't want you to be religious. Are you with me? I want you to be in a loving relationship with your father. To realize that you have a father who is very rich. Amen. Every day you should say, have a rich dad. Jesus said in John chapter 8, you have not received the spirit of slavery to go back into bondage, but you have received a sonship, spirit of sonship, whereby you cry out, Abba, Father. Don't you know that you are highest and co-highest with Christ? Jesus. All that Jesus had, you have. You are co-higher with Christ. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I want you to say that until it registers in your heart. I have a loving, a rich dad in heaven. Say that from your hearts. Father, thank you. Father in heaven, thank you. Abba, Father, thank you. Father of my Lord Jesus, thank you. I have a rich dad in heaven. I have a rich dad. All that he owns is mine. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory unto the name of Jesus. Now let me tell you, prosperity always begins in the mind. Being rich is a mindset, is an attitude. It's an attitude. 3 John verse 2. 3 John verse 2.
Beloved, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers.
Beloved, I pray that you prosper in some things. Beloved, I pray. Is nobody on the get the scriptures? Beloved, I pray that you prosper in all things, even as your soul prospers. So prosperity actually begins in the mind. Your soul signifies your mind, your emotions, your will. Are you with me? In your mindset, God wants me to prosper in all things, even as my soul prospers. It is inside out. There was a study taken over about 600 millionaires, and they found out in that study 2 common things that all 600 of those millionaires had. One was resilience. Thirichadi pattiyalum pettan ezhunekkan pattunna aa or attitude. Resilient, able to get back fast even if you're down, even if you've been hit. And the second quality was perseverance. It is true that as children of God, as servants of God, sometimes we go through financial struggles and stress. It's true. There are times the devil knocks you and you fall down, but the Bible says that even though the righteous man falls down, he 7 times he will get up fast again. There are people who have stepped into business who have got hit. Don't get discouraged. You've fallen down, but you will resilient. You have to say, my soul is going to prosper. I'm going to come back. I have a rich Father in heaven. He will restore all that I've lost. He will bring me out of this pit. He will restore everything that I've lost. He will bring me back through again. Put your hands together if you believe that. There has to be some resilience inside of you. Be willing to persevere. God will bring your breakthrough. You can get up from your guttermost pit. Joseph was in a pit. Are you with me? But he came out. He knew the Father had given him a dream, a vision. Prophet Elijah was by the brook Cherith. The water level was going down. He was there. But he does not know from where. But at the right time, the crow came with the meat. There was no mobile phone. He didn't call the crow and say, listen, you better come on time. I'm feeling hungry. No. The crow came on time. We don't know how the crow knew the time, but he came. Are you still with me tonight? If you are born poor, the saying, I don't know who said it. If you are born poor, that's not your mistake. But if you die poor, it's your mistake. Nobody is going to look down on you because you were born poor, you came from a poor family. No, no, nobody despises you for that. You couldn't help it. That's perfectly fine. But once you step into God's word, once you come to know who your Father is, once you come to know what He's got for you, once you come to know that He will help you, praise God. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He does not expect you to die poor. He expects you to leave an inheritance to your children's children. He expects you to walk in this earth blessed. If you believe that, put your hands together and say, generation blessing is mine. Hallelujah. I trust you, Lord. I give you glory. I exalt you. Psalm 23, verse 1, David said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. Imagine this. David is taking care of his father's sheep. He's making sure they have the best grass, best pasture. He's leading them to it. He's making sure the sheep are not troubled. He's giving them the best still waters to drink. And suddenly he's lying there and he's got this revelation. Hey, if I am taking care of this sheep so well to make sure they have the best grass and the best water, how much more my heavenly Father? So he says, the Lord is my shepherd. And I shall not want. Look at somebody and say, green is going to come your way. Green pastures. Praise the Lord. Still waters. The good shepherd, he will always guide us beside still waters. Come on, church. I want you to take it in this night. He shall lead you beside still waters. He wants to refresh you. He does not want you to be discouraged. He does not want you to be in famine, not having eaten enough. Praise the Lord. Be ready for miraculous money to come into your life. You want to say amen to it, you can. You know, no, don't clap for that. I mean, it will come. Don't clap for that. Clap only if you're worshiping the Lord. If you are in the spirit and you want to take that word into your heart and say, that's fine. But don't clap for something like that. No, you clap if you're taking that word and it is releasing a worship from you. And then you want to clap and sing in the spirit or pray in the spirit. Do that. Amen. But be ready for miraculous provisions to come into your life this year. Praise the Lord God to supernaturally provide for your needs out of His riches and glory. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. I strongly believe that God, there are two series of teachings that I gave, which I knew was of the Holy Spirit. I preached a lot of sermons. One was a series of talks which I gave the church for about 6 months or over a year on the second coming of Jesus. The other one was a series of talks that I gave on the Holy Spirit of God. And this is not something that I wanted to preach. I haven't preached a message on finances in the last 25 years. Are you with me? But right from this beginning of this year, the Holy Spirit has been just releasing the word, releasing the word, releasing the grace, and stirring me up to just minister for. Even tonight, you know, my father's younger brother is dead and I have to go for his funeral in the night tonight. I didn't want to come to church. And I was caught in between. I was saying, Lord, Lord, Lord. And the Holy Spirit said, son,
I'm giving you this word, release it. So you better not sit there with an attitude. You better say, Lord, I take in the word, I receive the word, and thank the Lord for his word, because it comes at a price, and God is going to supernaturally send forth a cross into your life. Miracle provisions. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Lift your hand and say, I receive it in the name of Jesus. I receive it in the name of Jesus. Jesus said to Peter, go catch a fish. Miracle money is inside the mouth of a fish. One of the ways that God gives you financial breakthrough is by making sure that your soul is stress-free, not pressure-filled. As long as there is anxiety, worry, and tension and pressure, let me tell you, your soul is not prospering. It doesn't matter what the challenges are, what the enemy is saying about you, what people are speaking about you. As long as you have your soul at peace with God and the quietness that comes from his presence, let me tell you, the blessing is on the way. The blessing is on the way. God will release it for you. You remember in the book of Job chapter 36 and verse 11. Can we read that? Job chapter 36 verse 11.
If they obey and serve him,
if you obey and serve him,
they shall spend their days in prosperity.
You will spend your days in prosperity
and their years in pleasures.
And your years in pleasure. See that? God is saying, if you obey him and serve him, you will spend your days in prosperity and your years in not pressure, but in pleasure. Look at somebody and say, let the pressure go. Unnecessary pressure, tension, worry, let it go. God wants you to walk your life, yours in pleasure. When you serve him, I'm not speaking about wrong pleasures. I'm speaking about right pleasure, not pressure, but pleasure. Are you with me? When you obey him, when you serve him, you will spend your days in prosperity and your years in pleasure. Your soul has to prosper and the blessing will flow. The standard of life will increase in the church. And everybody who's been listening to these messages and applying those scriptural truths, the standard of life will increase. Your upgradation will come. You will upgrade. Because your God, your Father in heaven, is a rich Father. He will supply all your needs according to your rich, according to his riches in glory. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. The soul has to prosper. Luke chapter 22 verse 35.
And he said unto them, when I sent you without purse and pouch and shoes,
when I sent you without purse and scrip and shoes,
lacked all of you anything?
Did you lack anything?
And they said nothing.
And they said nothing. Jesus saying, when I sent you without purse and without scrip and shoes, did you lack anything? And they said nothing. In other words, don't spend your energy and resources on that which God has not ordained when I sent you. The key word is, when I sent you. Don't spend your energy and resources on things which God has not ordained. When I sent you, did you lack anything? No. When you go by yourself, will you lack? Might. Are you with me? When I sent you, did you lack? No. When you do something by yourself, will you lack? Most probably. Has God called you? Yes. Has God sent you? Discern. I tell that to pastors, ministers of the gospel. God is sending you. He will provide for you. If God has not commanded, God is not committed. I don't try to take any ministry that God has not asked me to. Offers come, sometimes to hold huge conventions. But I don't take it if God doesn't tell me to. If God tells me to, whichever part of the world, I know there will be an abundance. This year, this month, and I am traveling into 3 nations. In 2 weeks, 3 nations. Israel, Jordan, and which is the third place? Muscat. Boom. Continuous. But I know God is sending. So God will release. God sends, tells me to take a team. I know God will provide for the team too. God says go alone. I go alone. God says take a team. Team is taken care of. What he commands, he is committed to bless. There are people who do extensive TV ministry. Good. They are called to do that, ordained to do that. Are you with me? If you're ordained to do it, do it. God will provide for you. There are some people who have a mandate for education and they do it. They've built huge Bible colleges and training centers, and that is a mandate that God has given us also. Divine mandate is divine provision. If God has asked you to start that business will prosper. If God has asked you to buy that land, you will buy it. Are you with me? What God ordains, what God commands, you take it, the blessing is yours. The blessing will follow. That is the key to financial breakthrough. Lift your hand and say, that blessing is mine in the name of Jesus. Lord, let me hear your voice. God has asked you to write or publish a book, he will provide for that. You write a book, your dog might eat it off. Don't blame God. But God has commanded you to write a book, write it. He will provide for it. There are people who have been commanded by God to do great conventions and crusades across the world. And God provides for you. That is why he said a relationship with the Father is so important, to hear his voice. You have to discern continuously, is this my passion or my purpose? Fourth one, and that's all we have left time for. Prosperity will always revolve around impact. Romans chapter 15, 27.
It has pleased them verily, and their debtors they are. For if the Gentiles have been made partakers of their spiritual things, their duty is also to minister unto them in carnal things.
Amen. Prosperity revolves around impact. If you have impacted somebody, provision will come. A spiritual impact has been made, and now they are sharing their material blessing with you. That is what is mentioned in that scripture. Every great ministry is a product of impact. If people are impacted, they will bless. That is why you need to be impact driven in your life rather than applause driven. Imagine I go to a restaurant and somebody is taking care of me well. The waiter is serving me well. He doesn't have to ask me for a tip. He's made an impact in my life. I'm gonna give him. For the guy who drives my car, I know he's taking care of that car well, he's driving well. I know he's made an impact with my life. He doesn't have to come and say, oh please, I'm going to bless him. Look at somebody and say, what you do has to be impact driven. Whether it be your business, am I making an impact? Am I blessing somebody with what I'm doing? If I'm just doing something because I have to do something, yeah. Are you with me? That is why the early church, the disciples said, we have given ourselves for fasting and prayer. Why? Because they want to make an impact. They know unless God works through them, they're not trying to be a jack of all trades. Why do fast people fast? Not, the Bible doesn't say, when you fast, not if you fast, when you fast. Jesus, when you fast, why? You're sharpening yourself spiritually, emotionally. And even in your business, even in your life, if you believe that you have only one life and you want to make an impact with your life to be a blessing, but chalta hai, life goes on. Yeah, let me just get up at 10 in the morning and have a snack and see how the day goes, read the newspaper and see what happens in life. No, you're wasting your life. You're not a good steward. You're mismanaging. kitchen, if you can make an impact with your food, your husband will bless you. But you just do out of responsibility. Okay, something is made, I take a heater. Nothing happens. It's not a sin. You'll still make it to heaven. But what I'm saying is, the blessing doesn't come. With your children, if you make an impact with them, they will bless you. They will take care of you. Lift your hands and say, Lord, help me to be impact driven and not applause driven. God is looking to this church to make a generational impact. If you believe that, you receive that, lift your hand and say, that portion is mine, that blessing is mine. Hallelujah. Amen. Have a life of impact. Impact will bring in input into your life. Why did I have Jerry as a worship leader in the church? He made an impact. I should take him for ministries with me. Not for ministry, just to take him with me. And I found that he had a servant's heart. He was willing to do anything. Carry bag, luggage, whatever. I sat in this car, a Jeep. He had a Jeep. He's got gospel songs all the time. And he's always singing. But as he learned music, in the London School of Music, or has he gone to a worship, a study class or something? No. But he made an impact. I knew, this is the guy. If I put something in him, he will pray. He will give his all. I can take names about many of you. Some of you not in a nice way and some of you in a nice way. Look at your neighbor and say, you are the lucky guy. So all nice things about you. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory unto God. Praise the Lord. So that is financial breakthrough. Are you with me? Amen. Put some people in with ministry, they will really prepare themselves to do it. Sometimes whether it's putting the chairs or ushering in or helping somebody, they're faithful stewards. Impact driven. Glory unto God. Hallelujah. Close your eyes, let's pray together tonight. Like a revelation for your own blessing. If this word is making an impact on you, just kneel down in the presence of God, or stand up if you cannot kneel down, whatever way you're comfortable. Please lift your hands to Jesus. Say from your heart's, Father, you are a rich Father. Help me to realize that. Help me to understand that. I cast all my cares, my worries, my fears at your feet. Father in heaven, the Father of the Lord Jesus, I thank you for your word. Jesus, you are the Son of God. You are my Lord and Master. You are my Savior. Come into my heart. Be my Lord and Savior. Let my life always revolve around you. I submit to you. Thank you, Jesus. Anoint me with your Holy Spirit. Help me to realize my inheritance that you have given me. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I renounce the devil. I renounce blindness. I renounce every negative and false voices. And I receive the truth of God's word into my heart. Thank you, Jesus. I surrender my life to you. Wash me with your precious blood. Anoint me. Help me to realize that you care for me. May my soul prosper. Everything that is in resistance to the soul prospering, I renounce it. Every accusation of the enemy, every fear, every guilt, every shame, every negative thought processes, I renounce it in the name of Jesus. Let my soul prosper in the ways of God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Let my life prosper in the ways of God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Fill my heart with your peace. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Lift your hands and praise and praise and praise Him tonight. 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 Lord, let my life make an impact for your kingdom. Let my life make an impact for your gospel. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Open your mouth and say, Lord Jesus, make my life make an impact for your gospel, for your glory. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. Amen. I renounce debt. I renounce the devil. I renounce every financial curse. I renounce every financial bondage. I renounce every financial lack. In the name of Jesus, my life belongs to Jesus. Amen. I'm set free by the blood of Jesus. Lift your hands and praise Him. Praise Him. Praise Him. Praise Him. Praise Him. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Father. Glorify your name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Look at somebody once again and say, make an impact with your life. We are an impactful church. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. God bless you.
Thank you for being here. You have just been blessed by a powerful message from Pastor Rajesh Matthew. We at Cornerstone Church encourage you to join us as we gather in the name of Jesus to worship the Lord and to feed on His fresh word every Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. for the Malayalam services and for the English services on Fridays 6:30 p.m. and Sundays 3 p.m. in the afternoon. You can also watch us live at www.joshuageneration.org, where the services are live streamed and archived for later viewing. God bless you, and remember, we are for signs and wonders for the Lord our God.